personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.
Informed Choice personal finance news at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 26th of January 2016. I'm Martin Bamford. Andrew Bailey has been named the new chief executive of the Financial Conduct Authority. Bailey is a senior figure at the Bank of England and currently head of the Prudential Regulation Authority. He replaces Martin Wheatley, who left the FCA in September, which has been managed since by Tracy McDermott on an interim basis. Bailey has worked with the Bank of England for over 30 years. The majority of company pension schemes don't offer flexible retirement income options. That's according to consultants Willis Towers Watson. 61% of in-house company pension schemes fail to offer flexible drawdown options. According to John Cockerton, senior consultant at Willis Towers Watson, drawdown is one of the key ways of putting the new pension freedoms into practice and can be more tax efficient than cashing out a pension pot in one go. Drawdown remains a discretionary option for trust-based pension schemes to offer to their members. Interest rate expectations in the UK have been pushed back even further. A new Reuters poll of nearly 60 economists found that they expect the Bank of England to start increasing interest rates in the fourth quarter. None of the 59 economists polled in the past week expected any change to interest rates when the Monetary Policy Committee meets next on the 4th of February. Since early 2014, the median expectation for interest rate rises has been moved back 7 times. The yield on German 2-year bonds has hit a record low following another fall in oil prices and a fall in money market rates. These measures suggest investors expect the European Central Bank will cut interest rates in March. Money markets are pricing in a 90 to 100% chance of a 10 basis point deposit rate cut to minus 0.4%. German 2-year bond yields hit a record low of minus 0.457%. The UK government's plan to shut down all coal-fired power plants by 2025 could create a 40 to 55% electricity supply gap by the year 2025. In a new report, Engineering the UK Electricity Gap, the Institution of Mechanical Engineers explains that plans to close the gap by building combined cycle gas turbine, CCGT plants, are unrealistic, as the UK would need to build about 30 new CCGT plants in less than 10 years. The UK has managed to build just 4 CCGTs in the last 10 years, closing one and also 8 other power plants. Additionally, in 2005, 20 nuclear sites were listed for decommissioning, leaving a significant gap to be filled. Around 1 in every 5 home insurance claims are turned down, along with 1 in 100 motor insurance claims. The Association of British Insurers have published figures showing 99% of private motor insurance claims were successful, with an average payout of £2,160. However, only 79% of home insurance policy claims were successful, with an average payout of £2,520. Common reasons for home insurance claims failing include claims being made for normal wear and tear or for damage caused by a lack of maintenance, which was not insurable, the value of a claim being less than the policy excess, or that the customer had not bought the right type of cover. That was your personal finance news bulletin from Informed Choice. For more, follow us on Twitter at Informed Choice.
Personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.